Krishna Book, Canto 12, Rukmini, taken from chapters 52 and 53. Scene 1. Krishna kidnaps Rukmini. All the princes and visitors who came to Kundina for the marriage were assembled outside the temple to see Rukmini. The princes were especially very eager to see Rukmini, because they all actually thought that they would have Rukmini as their wife. Struck with wonder upon seeing Rukmini, they thought that she was especially manufactured by the Creator to bewilder all the great chivalrous princes. The body of Rukmini was well constructed, the middle portion being thin. Rukmini had green blackish eyes, pink lips, and a beautiful face, which was enhanced by her scattered hair and by different kinds of earrings. Around her feet, Rukmini wore jeweled lockets. The bodily luster and beauty of Rukmini appeared as if painted by an artist, perfectly presenting beauty, following the description of great poets. The breasts of Rukmini are described as being a little bit high, indicating that she was just a youth, not more than 13 or 14 years old. Rukmini's beauty was specifically intended to attract the attention of Krishna. Although the princes gazed upon her beautiful features, she was not at all proud. Rukmini's eyes moved restlessly, and when she smiled very simply, like an innocent girl, her teeth appeared just like lotus flowers. Expecting Krishna to take her away at any moment, Rukmini proceeded very slowly towards her home. Her legs moved just like a full-grown swan, and her ankle bells tinkled very mildly. As already explained, the great chivalrous princes who assembled there were so overwhelmed by Rukmini's beauty that they almost became unconscious. Full of lust, they hopelessly desired Rukmini's hand, comparing their own beauty with hers. Srimati Rukmini, however, was not interested in any of them, because in her heart, Rukmini was simply expecting Krishna to come and carry her away. And as Rukmini was adjusting the ornaments on her left-hand finger, Rukmini happened to look upon the princes and suddenly saw that Krishna was present among them. Although Rukmini had never before seen Krishna, still she was always thinking of him. Thus, Rukmini had no difficulty in recognizing Krishna amongst the princely order. But not being concerned with the other princes, Krishna immediately took the opportunity of placing Rukmini upon his chariot, which was marked by a flag bearing the image of Garuda. Krishna then proceeded slowly without fear, taking away Rukmini exactly as the lion takes the deer from within the midst of the jackals. Meanwhile, Balaram appeared on the scene with the soldiers of the Yadu dynasty. Jarasandha, who had many times experienced defeat by Krishna, began to roar.
How is this? Krishna is taking away Rukmini away from us without any opposition? What is the use in our being chivalrous fighters with arrows? My dear princes, just look. We are losing our reputation by this action. Why, Krishna is just like a jackal taking away the booty from the lion.
All the princes led by Jarasandha became very angry at Krishna's kidnapping Rukmini.
Struck by the beauty of Rukmini, they had fallen from the backs of their horses and elephants. But now they began to stand up and properly arm themselves. Picking up their bows and arrows, they began to chase after Krishna on their chariots, horses, and elephants. But to check their progress, the soldiers of the Yadu dynasty turned and faced them. Terrible fighting between the two belligerent groups thus began. The princes opposing Krishna were led by Jarasandha, and they were all very expert in fighting. They began to shoot their arrows at the soldiers of the Yadu dynasty, just as a cloud splashes the face of a mountain with torrents of rain. Gathered on the face of a mountain, a cloud does not move very much, and therefore the force of rain is much more severe on a mountain than it is anywhere else. The opposing princes were determined to defeat Krishna and recapture Rukmini from his custody, and they thus fought with Krishna as severely as possible. Seated by the side of Krishna, Rukmini saw arrows raining from the opposing party onto the faces of the soldiers of the Yadu dynasty. In a fearful attitude, Rukmini began to look on the face of Krishna, expressing her gratefulness that Krishna had taken such a great risk for her sake only. Her eyes moving, Rukmini appeared to be very sorry, but Krishna could immediately understand her mind. Krishna then encouraged Rukmini with these words, "My dear Rukmini, do not worry. Please rest assured that the soldiers of the Yadu dynasty will kill all the opposing soldiers without delay." And just as Krishna was speaking with Rukmini, the commanders of the Yadu dynasty's soldiers, headed by Lord Balaram, who was also known as Sankarsana, as well as Gadadhara, not tolerating the defiant attitude of the opposing soldiers, began to strike their horses, elephants, and chariots with arrows. As the fighting progressed, the princes and soldiers of the enemy camp began to fall from their horses, elephants, and chariots. Within a very short time, it was seen that millions of severed heads, decorated with helmets and earrings, had all fallen onto the battlefield. The soldiers' hands were cut up, along with their bows, arrows, and clubs. One head was piled upon another, and one horse was piled upon another. All the infantry soldiers, as well as their camels, elephants, and asses, fell down with severed heads. So when the enemy, headed by Jarasandha, found that they were gradually being defeated by the soldiers of Krishna, they thought it unwise to risk losing in the battle for the sake of Shishupal. Why, Shishupal himself should have fought to rescue Rukmini from the hands of Krishna. But when the soldiers saw that Shishupal was not competent enough to fight with Krishna, they decided not to lose their strength unnecessarily. Therefore, they ceased fighting and dispersed. Thus ends scene 1. Krishna kidnaps Rukmini. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Iti drikswalila bir ananda kunde swagoshani majantam afyapayantam tadiyeshita gishu bhaktair jitatvang punak prematastang shatavritti vande. Iti dvitsvalila bir ananda kunde Svagosham nimajantam akyapayantam. Tadyeshitagyeshu bhaktair jitatvang. Punak prematastang shatavritti bande. By such childhood pastimes as this, Krishna is drowning the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy and is revealing to those devotees who are absorbed in knowledge of His Supreme Majesty and opulence that He is only conquered by devotees whose pure love is imbued with intimacy and free from all conceptions of awe and reverence. With great love, I again offer my obeisances to Lord Damodara hundreds and hundreds of times.